post-game with bench coach Gary Dowd after a very hard-fought, gritty road win, 5-4 at Solihull Barons, a very tough place to go. There's some tired boys in the dressing room.
Yeah, I mean, we came at Solihull. We know what Solihull's like. You know, they don't have no plexiglass and it's not the best ice. We knew it was going to be a gritty game from the beginning. But the lads went out, worked hard. We had a tough game last night and I think that showed tonight. So our plan was to try and control the game to our style of play and take, you know, we went 3-0 up, but just showed tired legs coming into it in the second period, and we let them claw their way back into it. We managed to squeeze a goal in the third period there off little Ethan Hare, great goal, which put us in the lead, you know.
Well, as you say, we did have a 3-0 lead there, but Solihull brought it back to 3-1 very quickly. And as you say, those tired legs started to come in a little bit into effect. But great character shown by the lads. I mean, Solihull drew level. They're in a barn where, you know, in the past we've not done quite so well. And perhaps that might have played on our minds in previous seasons, but this time not.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, we've got a different click in the changing rooms now. Everything seems to be lively. Everyone wants to play for each other, stick up for each other. And when it got to 3-3, we all looked at each other and said, you know, it's time to pull our socks up and just dig for another couple of minutes and we'll close the game out. And Ethan Hare came up with a goal. You know, when it got 3-3, I was in the back of my mind, I was thinking, is it going to be like a previous season? But the lads were unbelievable, dug deep, we got the extra goal, you know, come away with a win.
Well, we did have to absorb a great amount of pressure, especially in the certain spells in the second period and towards the end there. Obviously, Solihull fighting to get back into it, but Flav's come up with the saves as he does, and he's come out with man of the match.
Yeah, I mean, Flav's Flavin goal, isn't he? You know, he's like an extra D man on the ice. But again, it's a team game. You know, Tom's came in, he's brought different systems. The lads are still learning the systems. We're trying to put them into this gameplay, and they seem to be working, and all the lads are buying into it. So, yeah, I mean, credit to Flav being in goal and doing what he does, but a credit to the lads as well for what they've done.
So this weekend, opening weekend, we've pushed the league champions all the way. Perhaps we could have even got something from that game. And tonight we've got that gritty win in a place where, you know, in the past we've maybe not done quite so well. Good signs and positive signs for the season.
Very positive, because the way I look at it is, for someone like Tom to come in, I mean, I've known Tom a long time, and to try and change all the systems, I thought personally it would take till Christmas before things were running smooth. You know, he's only been in the country 2 weeks, and we've been working on bits and bobs, putting him into the games, and lads have got self-belief in, and it's great.
And of course, we've still got an import to come in. We've got an extra dimension, possibly, to add to the team.
Yeah, when Kevin comes in with his speed and playmaking, I think that'll open up a lot of eyes for players like Sykesy and people like that to, you know, start clicking.
Well, as I say, I think from a purely spectator's point of view, lots of positives from this weekend, and excited for the season ahead, and hopefully we can take it from here.
Will do.
All right, thank you.
Cheers.